You have reached Emergency Roadside Assistance. My name is Shaniqua. You're currently the roadside assistance.
Yeah, I spoke with one of your persons 30, 40 minutes ago. And then she put me on hold, and then she never came back. All of a sudden, somebody hung up. Then I called back, and another person told me that the first lady was going to call me back. And it's been about 30 minutes since I've heard from her. And I'm trying to get my car towed to this car dealer so they can start working on it. I need to get my car back on the road.
Yes, sir. May I have your first and last name?
Ron Williams.
And can you give me that phone number you provided when you first called in, sir?
It's 512-762-4420.
I have 512-762-4420.
Right.
You said name was Ron Williams?
Right.
Give me 1 second to look this up. Mr. Williams, did she tell you that it might be a cash call if you proceed with this ticket? Mr. Williams, did she notify you of that information?
I'm still here. I'm still here. Well, I'm working through my insurance agent, and they told me that the most I would have to pay would be $40.
Yes, sir. I can get you a quote. Is that okay?
That's what the other lady told me, and she put me on hold and never came back.
Yes, sir. I'm on the ticket that she provided, but there's no... I have one.
You saying there's no drivers available now?
I'm talking about my notation. No, sir. In the notes. I'm looking at the notes that when she called in the first time, she notated the account. She had found you one provider, which was quoted $150 and a 60-minute ETA. I know, sir. I'm just letting you know what I see. I'm sorry. Yes, sir. No problem. Okay.
I told her I didn't hardly have any money. I got like $45, period.
Yes, sir. Okay.
My agent told me it would be I have roadside assistance coverage on my insurance. Okay?
Yes, sir.
I'm paying like damn near $90 a month for that insurance. Liability only. Anyway.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to get you two more quotes. Is that okay if I do that, sir? Get you two more quotes?
As long as it's under $45, if it's over $40 for $150, y'all can forget about that.
Yes, sir. I
paid $146 last December, and I was supposed to get totally reimbursed on that. They still haven't reimbursed me that because I was paying for the coverage, but it wasn't on the computer, so I had to pay the entire cost. That's $146 that I'll probably never ever see again, because when I contacted the company, they said, well, you have to have a receipt with your name and address on it. Well, all the dude, the driver gave me a receipt. He printed out on the spot, and all I had was the name of his company and the amount and the date. That's all was on there. See, they play games, you know? They play games because if that was a rule, the driver should have put that on there. They should know that. I'm out $146.50 from last year.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the inconvenience, but we're a roadside. We don't have the no
inconvenience.
Payments or
anything. They robbed me. That's $146
I'll
probably never ever see again.
Yes, sir. But that's with your insurance company, not with roadside. I'm so sorry about
the insurance company didn't have nothing to do with that.
But we're a roadside. We don't have no control over your insurance, but you're paying your insurance, sir. We're just roadside. We just get you guys a tow truck to get you guys vehicles towed and serviced. We have no...
I understand all that. I understand. I'm just telling you what happened to me in the past.
Yes, sir.
Okay? It's Fred Laurier Insurance Company. They're the one that gave me the guy's number. I called him. He picked up my car. He towed it. I rode up there with him. He said it was $148. Luckily, I had the money with me. I paid him. That was no problem. But I was under the impression, he even told me, you're going to get reimbursed because you're paying for the full amount. The problem was I was paying for months before that happened, I was paying for roadside assistance. It just wasn't on the doggone computer. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So as far as they were concerned, now the agent backed me up. Okay, Fred Lawyer agent. They're behind me on that. But for some reason, it didn't get notated on the main computer at the customer service thing, whatever it's called.
Yes, sir, I'm so sorry. I'm going to put you on a brief hold while I get you two quotes, okay?
Don't leave me hanging now because I'll hang up after 5 minutes.
No, don't hang up. Don't hang up because it takes us like a little amount of time. Because some of them said they won't be able to do it, so we had to go to another list and get another provider.
I mean,
don't hang up.
I don't care how long it takes them to get here.
I'm
just want it to done.
Yes, sir, I'm going to click back over, so don't hang up, okay? I'm going to click back over.
I won't.
I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.